The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And welcome. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives. And at 9 p.m. on December 31st, 1979, my life was changed. It was changed because I picked up a copy of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And as I began to read the book began to read me. Well, that was a very long time ago. But to fast forward over 30 plus years later, I went from penniless to the first black female contractor in the state of Florida operating at the level that we do. But how is the subject matter of our program today? Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, shares in the chapter that discusses organized planning, he shares 11 major factors of leadership. Now, every intelligent follower follows a leader with courage. But unwavering courage is based upon the knowledge of yourself and of your occupation, because no leader should lack self-confidence and courage. Because a follower really wants to be dominated by leaders with courage. And when you think about your own courage, how do you grow courage? You grow courage by growing your self-confidence, your intellect, your intelligence, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding of the situation. It is also based upon your past experience of similar situations. For example, another one of my favorite books, the storyteller shares a story about a shepherd boy by the name of David. And David was herding sheep. You know, we are like sheep as people, they say. Well, let's go back to the story. But David was herding sheep. And as an example of building courage, you start with a small test of your courage, and then your courage grows as your problem grows, and then your courage grows as your problem grows. Well, the storyteller says that David, in the protecting of his sheep, first killed the lion. Then he learned to increase his courage to learn how to kill the bear. Now he was better able and prepared by increasing his courage to protect his sheep, better known as people. When he increased that courage to kill Goliath. What Goliath's exist in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any of your affairs of the day, that you need courage to learn how to be a better leader. Because remember, leadership is all about courage, according to the factors in this book. Now, we're going to go to a brief break, and we will be back.
So I have a friend who just moved into a new part of town, and he knows that I love business development and marketing and helping businesses thrive when they're facing certain problems. So he asked me, how can I get more people inside my barber chair? How can I get more people trusting me and coming back and becoming clients? And I share with him one of the most important keys that I learned in business today. The amount of money that you make is a direct proportion of the amount of value that you're throwing into the market. If you're not giving people valuable experiences, if you're not giving people things that they value, that you can't expect them to return and reciprocate in terms of money. So I told him, stop giving haircuts and start providing more experiences. Because sometimes people forget what you say, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
All right, thank you, and we're back. The book continues to share with us that courage is also based upon intelligent planning. You see, planning is essential for success in any undertaking, especially if you intend to make money. You should also know that it is encouraging to know that practically all great fortunes begin in some form of compensation for personal services, and these services are born out of ideas. What ideas do you have? What do you do with your ideas when you get them? Do you have an idea journal where you place them? Do you place them on a small sheet of paper? Do you place them in a protected place where you can go back and retrieve them? Well, these ideas generate what we call services if you take the next step. And anybody who owns just a little idea and work that idea will eventually learn how to turn that idea into profit. But leaders and followers, when you think about courage, can also use their words, because words are powerful. Words lift. The famous storyteller tells us that words are like a light for your pathway so that you can see where to go. But words are also used to tell a story that you can help other people learn where to go. So when you think about your spirituality, study, practice, learn, and then teach others, but teach them through your words. Teach them with your stories. And with that, we're going to take another commercial break. This is a very short show, but I wanted to come on and just share the idea of the power of courage and remembering that no leader will ever lead intelligent followers without courage. And it is no disgrace to be a follower. Actually, it is really, on the other hand, it is no credit to remain as a follower, because many great leaders began, they really started at the bottom learning, like the story we told about David earlier. They became great leaders because they were intelligent followers. And there really are not very many exceptions, because a person who cannot follow, really, think about it, they cannot intelligently lead. They may lead, but not intelligently. And to become an efficient leader, really you must be a person who people can follow. But it all starts with courage, starting with unwavering courage and just a little courage. And I see we have many listeners. If you would like to ask a question or participate in the show, just press 1 on your dial, and we will entertain that question and or comment. And another break.
What's up, everyone? I just had a quick idea to share. You know, I was coming out of Publix, and I saw this homeless guy. He was sitting next to the store, and I asked him if he was hungry. He said, yes. I go and I buy him food, and I go to pay, and I'm walking outside of the store, and he's no longer there. And so I look for him a little bit, but I have to go, so I just take the food and I go home. But this really came to me in a different way, because I know sometimes we pray or we work really hard to get towards something, but whenever the opportunity is there for it to come back to us, we go missing. You know, one of the biggest lessons that I learned through this is to be present for your breakthrough. Oftentimes we go pray or we go work or we go do what we need to do to achieve something, but when the opportunity arises for us to receive it, we're not present for when it comes through. Don't allow yourself to get discouraged. Don't allow yourself to get distracted, because then when it comes, you're not going to be there paying attention.
And of course, that was Malachi Monroe sharing it with us, how to also increase your courage, unwavering courage. You must do the unfamiliar, that talk, make that call, make that appointment. You know, to grow your courage, you cannot be afraid to take the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step.
Mm-mm.
Because your faith to overcome that fear is one step at a time. Because you really want to find out, what are you going to do? If you think about in the very beginning of the year, what are you going to do for the year? Your courage will help pull you through every challenge and every obstacle that you come into, because you know exactly where you're going. Oftentimes, our courage is weakened because we don't really know and have a definite purpose. We don't really have a definite plan. We don't have a definite goal for where we're going as leaders. And so when that challenge comes, when that problem arises, the courage is weakened in terms of taking the next step. So the starting point of leadership is to decide exactly what you want, how much of it do you want, and go forth. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives. And this has been show for today, discussing the factors of leadership as espoused by Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich, starting with the first factor, courage. Have a good day.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.